대양 지게도 되니 자세 시월레 스카와 투마라고 자바이 투원 남기더니 펜버시스 어야다 자세 시월레다 아 가와 투마라고 자바이 투원 남기더니 펜버시스 시디자마다 간졸라 고예라오데다 약쇼라오데다 펜토쇼라오데 디다 치미다 Geba Dumge, Sura Rangi, Detain Dumge, Geba Dumge, that choked the tuba de, that carere sinata, Chanjugism, Siedres, Gawa Tume, Rabgong Zabai, Tuan Namji, Dini Pembassis, that ding Nanzo mi papa Namji, and some lotani Yasho de Resumba Mare, Jasas Yualiroa, Nanzo mi, oh, things on Chizo Nangla, that Mimong Zambuling. Jizo nangla, jizo chajia nangla, chanju simde yakshu dere sigi duze dinde maare es. Ah, jase chivali dinde mi jizo nangla dinde sigi du, ah, koi simjengi jizo nangla sigi duze o dinde maare es. Ah, kawa tuma, rabkong zebayi tuang namji, sidi sanjian chumdende namji re sungi duze. Da, ani, jizo chajia da di mi jizo nangda da kurui jizo nangla an dinde roji da changju gi sem ya yakshyo re sigi du la na jase shiwali an tila yiche kwe yiche shita kwe yomari ko jizo chajia nangla mi kashe gani lagire tato sa nila kashe magani sa kashe tato gi labgire kula chashe yomara da di maimba Ta sanjian chum den den nam ji di dinde sungi du ta teyang ani sanjian chum den nam ji be tagas ta de samlo shita matang wa ngandu da ma song gongba shita ma she wa sungba dinde ya mares gongba she 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 ba teyang be kawa mangbo la kare ya ga do pen ba kare re do rang la pen shu de kare re do rang xian la pen shu de rang xian ni ga la pen shu pen ba yak shu de kare re do se Chepa che, tara, ani sanjian chum den den namji nganzo dama song na pe, ta nganzo shesa ma shi na sha chikta, ka chikta layri, changma ki chiktu chakpa, tumba sungpa, ta khante tanda la che na, changma ki tumba sungye de karese na, ani changchuk sem singe de, ta pe, tse diji niga la penpa, rangshen niga la penpa, oh, rangshen teni rabdu chi changchuk sem ni jeba ji sungwa na shi wada, Kawa tuma rabgong zebayi tuwaan namgi dini penpa siks wata changju gisim singende tabe tse dida chima rangdang shen wata tamjala pendo chesho gi jikdengi kamdina zago chungna da changju gisim le pendo chewaji yo maris o diw singgur da
So here, as is stated by the great master, Shantideva, he has a verse which says that like the master sages, having contemplated for many eons, have come to see that this is of most benefit. This referring to this attitude of bodhicitta, that here those who are like master sages or those really referring to Buddhas have seen that it is this mind of bodhicitta that is the most kind of beneficial. So it's not something that they just sort of stumbled upon, but rather having contemplated for many eons, really investigating and looking at what is most beneficial, they have come to see that it is this attitude of bodhicitta that is the most beneficial. So it's not as though this is like the thing that is renowned within our society as being best. It's not like people on the internet are saying, oh yeah, bodhicitta is a really great attitude to have, or that this is what's most important. I mean, if it were the case that people on the internet or something were saying that, we would be suspicious of their motives. They might be saying it out of pride or out of jealousy or wanting to get some kind of attention. It's not as though it's important sort of what ordinary people in our society value, but rather we are looking at these beings, these master sages, the Buddha, Buddhas who have contemplated for many eons, have really thought about this and come to see that this attitude of bodhicitta is what is most beneficial for this life, for future lives, most beneficial for ourselves and for other sentient beings. So really based upon eons worth of contemplation, of really mulling this over and thinking about it, they have come to see that it is this attitude of bodhicitta alone. Those of us who have taken like bodhisattva vows say, just as the Buddhas and bodhisattvas of the past have generated this a mind of awakening, so too I will generate this attitude. It is really based upon that kind of understanding that has come through their great deal of contemplation. So again, it's not sort of what us ordinary beings see as being most important, but rather the Buddhas, having contemplated for many eons, have come to see that this attitude of bodhicitta is the most beneficial in this life and future lives for ourselves and for others.
Oh yeah, that's sanje jumde de nam ji sung ba te yang ani sanje jumde de nam khong rang ta sanje thang le de ba yor ta sanje thi sung gi sanje yor o da khang dar ja de bi sanje sanje cha ba nam da ta da ja sim bi chang ju sem ba sa chen bo la shu ba nam da ani sa du sanje bi sem je bi chang ju sem ba nam da khang dar jang Debi Sanjian Namjian, Korangi, Changjugi Sem, Majeba, Jene, Kongdu Pe, Kongdu Pene, Tap, Kombatar, Chini, Tinin Yam Yongi Sungbarwa, O Tate, Tatape, Pemisibita, One Taneta, Demba, One Karsureta, Demba, Lua maybe Samasieta, Dindigila Sura, Kainsina, O Di Tase, Dibi Payapo Yorota, Dipemba Yorota, Sidinde. Diablola de Debu Toyeme or Namjing and Zoyora. Oh, Digi, get a kind of shit is some old Diapo Yore de Diabgi Debu de Tonguyo Maroa, Manzogi, Diabgi, Diapo Yore, Segi, Yapugi, Debu, Diabla, Di Mongban, Yongjugi, Diabgi, Debu de Tonguyo Marina, Chobata, which any old Diapo Yore, Quay Sigitu, Yapo Yore, Quay Sigitu, and it didn't any rang Dobata, which Tinsona, and Yapo Yore, some old dinner, Sanja Jumden, Di Mare. Ah, Rangi, Ben Changjusim, Yapo Yore, Sunday, Tangbo Rangi, Majeba, Jene, Kongdu Pe, Kongdu Pene, and Tar, and Kumbatar Chine, O Tini, One Taneta, Changjugisim, Siede, Tape, Pemba Bashik. Oh, Rangden Dumna, Rangshan Teni, Rab to Chiri, Changjusim Nikeba Chisuan Nashin, Rangden Yapoji Duke and Gurgi Yenayan, Changjugisim Gogudu, Shenden Jachemboji Duke Gurgi Yenayan, Changjugisim Gogudu, Tindayan, Changjugisim Siede Tape, Rangshan Nika get ten Dumgen Gitape, Mobo Sinamindu Tape. Jui Nangita, Judo Jilziban, Tapaza, Chishoto, Tajigengi come, Tilazache watch in Mindus, Roa. Zache was the young Kashagi Zajo. Oh, Rimboche that is Zachembo Marevas, Rimboche, Sia Degi, Sedigi, Digitaojita, Segi Nematoji, Pendo Dubiegi, Pendo Chigir Mado. Yeganaji Dunga, Meva Sotugi Maroa, Gavi Dunga Rimboche, Meva Setugi Mare, Navi Dunga Tar, Rimboche, Tase Tase Rimboche, Meva Seguina Tar, Navi Dunga, Meva Setugi Mare, Chivi Dungani, Ajanchang, and a koala Yangja, Yangsi Lemba, Yangsiba Lemba Tia, Rimboche, Meva Se, Yomare. Ta Chanjuk Sim Sietigitini. Kewan, Gawa, Nawa, Chiwa, Siede, Yongsu Zoba de Tinipe, Meva Setuba, Tedila de Gio, Rangzam Dumase, She, Simjan Tangle Debian, Ani, Deganaji Dunga Teleten, Meva Seguity Zambatati, Nyamnyong Duzu Tangmot Sanjan Namji, Rangi Nyamnyong Lape, Mombi Debutan, Debi Juda Chazan, Rangi Laglin, Yonola Pa, Laglin Chenetini, Debu Tupsan, Sumba Indi.
Yeah. So here, when it is the case that the Buddhas, the Bhagavans, speak of this attitude of bodhicitta, the mind of awakening, as being most precious, this is spoken not just by like one Buddha, but all of the Buddhas of the three times. Countless Buddhas have come in the past and will come in the future. Those who are proceeding along the various great grounds, those bodhisattvas who are in training, see this benefit as well. All of the Buddhas of the past, it is based upon generating this attitude of bodhicitta, increasing it and enhancing it and bringing it to its culmination, that they come to make this statement that bodhicitta is the most precious kind of attitude. They are speaking from their direct experience. They are sort of reliable sources, or those that we can see as speaking the truth based upon their own valid cognition. And it is undeceiving. They're not just sort of saying this to say this. It's not as though they are lacking the kind of awareness or knowledge, but rather they have actualized this result for themselves. So sometimes we pursue a particular cause because we can maybe estimate or sort of guess like, oh yeah, the result that will come from this will be beneficial. But we can't actually see into the future to see what will come. We don't have that kind of valid cognition. But this is not the way in which the Buddhas are speaking. They are speaking from having directly experienced this. And so here it is on the basis of, again, generating this mind of awakening, enhancing and increasing it, and bringing it to its perfect completion. And they see then, based upon their experience, that in order to really perfectly complete our own aims, as well as the aims of countless other sentient beings, it is this mind alone, this mind of awakening, this attitude of bodhicitta that really is the most valuable and most precious thing. And so here it is on the basis of their experience that they are then telling this to us, and we can have trust in it, given that they are undeceiving, that they are not sort of trying to deceive us in this, but rather they are speaking from their own experience. And so we call this precious, as in it is the cause that leads to this highest of results. Now, normally we think of things as precious, like, for example, jewels or something, like, oh, if I had all these precious jewels, I would be able to fulfill my needs. I would be able to get whatever I need to eat and drink and clothe myself. But that kind of wealth and jewels, although we might see it as being precious, it has no ability to get rid of the kinds of sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death. No matter how many hundreds of thousands of jewels we might have, it can't get rid of our having to take renewed rebirth within samsara. And so here it is only based upon this kind of generation of bodhicitta that we are able to eliminate all of our suffering, not just our own suffering, but accomplish the benefit of countless other sentient beings. And so this attitude is beneficial in that it removes us from the cycle of repeated rebirth. It allows us to accomplish the aims of all sentient beings. And this is something that is beneficial to us now and beneficial in the future. And Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are speaking this, telling us this, based upon their own actual experience. It's not sort of guesswork, but is rather they are telling us this is the most precious kind of attitude because they themselves, having completed the path, see in this way.
Oh yeah, dinde ki ta changju gisim, changju gisim siya de kandiji la sigre sina dini shenden sidi mi chedu chawa karige chedu sidi shenden du sanga shenden ji dubgo gu du shenden lap chenpo ji dubgo du shen la pendo tanda nge ani simjen chigi ten cheba la yang kale shita jago gu du pezo shita chegi gu gajin parje mangbo yonggi du roa pame shindub da pasha kale shita jago du Petro Shita, Chico Tanduyam, Parja Shita, to Dubia Carbodua, Simjan Chiki Tangeva. That Dindegita, Simjan Tangle, Debi, Niva Che to Via Chigdang, Tinny Petang, Anipe, Bamel Hindu Che to Via Gila, Tinny Sanjanji Kumbang, Siete, that Kenzin Nusumji, Kembata, Zewata, Nubi Tani, Kenzin Nusumgi Tani, Zewa Tarchimba. 캠바 타르침바 뉴바 타르침바 어디 선전이 공방지 톱충나 삼비 어딘데게 되니 현된 두 현된 두 현심전 동아 현된 현된 시디 현심전 동아를 차야 되라 동아다 차와데 현지 된들이 심제 창마 동아 잔데 용어로 심제 창마기 된 텐데 카레레스나 코이 심제 남기 텐데 카레스나 더 텐시디 미유디스 오라 네네나 칼레 디캠네 텐다데 카레게 체두레스나 다 디체두레스디 남징아도 텐 텐세 현된 현된 라이데 현 현지 타르바데레 현 현 코랑조 코알레 타르비 타르바데 코랑지 톱지 타르바데 강토비에게 타르바데 아니 코랑지 텐데레 텔랑 안족이 로바치에데레 다 현된 현된 세디 대토비 체도 안주 배주 체데레 오 딘데기 인자 다 현된 심전 현 코위 동알레 타르비 체도 그의 동안에 타르바데 미유대로와 된들 디게 체도 랑 아니 조비 산전지 공방 톱나 삼바텔라 아니 장주 샘 장주기 샘 오 장주라나 산전스로 어디 딘데질라 장주기 샘 오 딘데데다 샘 딘데직 당봉 어체네 현대도 조비 산전지 공방 톱 거기 요바데 톱아 데비 로텔라 장주기 샘 시기 예나 따데 람 뉴직라 때네 깨고로 따디기 뉴카레레도 디땡고로 장주 샘 규조라 때네 깨와 인자 장주 샘 기 규조 매바 장주 샘 깨면서 아니 디잉엔도 랑기 쳔 냠랭 가르치고래 장주기 샘데 깨와라 아 디잉엔도 냠레 망보 요라 짐바 망보 요래 가르치로 개치쇼데 아니 그냥 당보 닝제지 교교래 현라 미비 닝제 참바 어다 참바 닝제 아니 제와스나다 참바다 제와 자오도 강다르자 현라 미비 참바다 닝제다 디잉엔도 땅념다 어다 디잉엔도 티니 아 땅망보 조야 요라 강다르자 개치쇼데 티니 현동알 찬데기 닝제다 오 참발라 소바 교기 요로 디조 아니 규라 규도 장주스미 규도인바 시에서나 다 담당한지기 두비에 용수 조방한지 개와 칸데 지두바 이나야 아니 다 마웅바나 장주스미 맞제바 제비 규라 어어어어치에 제 차와 있나 공내 공도 폐위 어어치에 어 독시 어다 담다 타나 만주 치 측직 년바 태양 아니 장주스미 길에 제 기체도 인 삼바다 다 타르뚱나 상전지 콤바토비에 기체도 인 삼빌로데 어 딘데직디니 용격이래스야.
So here, in terms of this attitude of bodhicitta, or the mind of awakening, we need to understand the sort of purpose, why it is that we are generating such an attitude. Well, it is for the benefit of other sentient beings, for the aims of others. And so here, if we are trying to accomplish the aims of other sentient beings, let alone like a Buddha being able to do so effortlessly and spontaneously, right now it's quite difficult for us to do so, right? We try to benefit another sentient being and we have all kinds of obstacles to that. We have to make a great deal of effort and it's not certain that we will actually be able to benefit them. But here, and that's just one sentient being, let alone benefiting countless sentient beings. And so here, in order to be able to actually benefit others, to work for the aims of others, we say, well, I want to strive to become a Buddha. A Buddha is a being who has perfected the qualities of knowledge, love, and ability, actually has the ability then to accomplish the aims of others or the benefit of others. Well, when we say like, okay, the aims of others, the benefits of others, what are we really talking about? We're talking about freeing them from the suffering of samsara, freeing them from this cycle of birth, aging, sickness, and death. And so putting our efforts towards the liberation of others is what we are intending when we say that we want to work for the aims, for the benefit of others. So the object that we are striving for, the objective that we have, is to be able to help them in that, to help them alleviate the various sufferings of samsara, that they might be able to achieve liberation. And so in order to be able to do so, we have this thought of, well, I myself will become a Buddha. I will become a being who has perfected the qualities of knowledge, love, and ability in order that I might be able to be of such benefit to sentient beings. So we first need to be sort of introduced to that. We have to have an understanding of, okay, well, what is the mind of awakening? What does it mean to work for the benefit of other sentient beings? And then we need to understand, well, what are the causes that allow for the generation of such an attitude? And so if we don't have the proper kind of collection of causes, it's not as though this comes about spontaneously, but rather it is only through accumulating the proper causes that we can generate such an attitude of the mind of awakening. And so as a cause, there are many sort of stages to that, right? We need to have an attitude of compassion, of wishing to free others from their suffering. We need to have an attitude of love for them, wanting them to be happy. And prior to that, we need to have an attitude of equanimity, seeing all sentient beings equally as worthy of our love and compassion. And so it is, if we understand the kind of causes that are necessary, we can begin to make an effort towards generating those causes, making it such that whatever sort of efforts we make, even listening to one word of the Dharma, is dedicated toward being able to generate such an attitude. So here, if we have already generated that, we are sort of dedicating our works, our efforts towards increasing and enhancing it. But if we have not yet given rise to such an attitude of awakening, we are making that kind of dedication or saying, may my merits, may my virtues go toward being able to generate a bodhicitta and enhance it and increase it more and more.
Oh, yeah, that kangdarja dindigi semji jeba ina da karichigurese na da duks chenitini oh, da di chengen tangbo da duks chenitini tangye duks shen simjen la pende dubyegi chidu dini zogbi sanjen jen kumbang tomde jike digi chidu da nge tana gyewa dhubwa yueza tsamje di chidu yin samdeba ina da tiring che cikji nyenpa deyang ani tamje kimbi gyula dhruwa simjen ki digi chungi gyula dhruwa o duks jela nguwa chena dini tak tak chang dhugu yor gyunlong da o dinde inzang duks res dini da gyunlong dinde jikche.
So here we should generate this kind of an intention, again, this attitude of bodhicitta in order to be of benefit to all sentient beings. May I myself become a completely enlightened being, a Buddha. And so whatever sort of virtue I do, as little as listening to a bit of Dharma, may that go toward the achievement of that state of omniscience such that I am able to be of benefit to others. So that's the kind of intention or motivation that we should have.
Ta dinde ge sem jik je cha wi je la ta ngon zo shyo ge melam ja gi ora pe na chen zo ja gi ji re ta cha gu yo da zo sim je chang ju chang ju chok ge sem ni ge ro rang shen ten ni rab ju chi chang ju sem ni ge ba ji sa ta melam ja gi ora rang shen gi ten ju bi che du rang shen gi ten ju bi che du ani nga chang ju gi sem ji ge ba ji ji gi ying ge gi ying ani ge bi melam ja gi ora ta chang ju cho sem ge cha wi je la ka re re ta chang ju cho gi sem ni ge gi ne ge ge cha ne ta ka re chi gi ying sen na sim je tham ja da gi den du nye gi ying ta sim je tham ja da gi de wi den du nye gi ying zhen bo nang xing be sim je tham ja la nge de wi kunzhen nang xing be de wi den du pe gi ying ba nam jing ngan du mi kunzhen chenpo ji kunzhen mi ke chenpo din zhe so so gi yang na ta chobo chomo ina re pe pinja ina re ke chenpo di zu pe kunzhen le tsu den zhe chi di di ni pe jidang gi ngan du kala yak bu pu ye ta ta pe sa de sa ta du chang ma chari yak bu chi go ro Dēn nāngshīng chēni tē tēlē jāng āni dēn nāngshīng chēni tā simjēn tamjē rāngi rāngshēng gī tēn rūbī chītū ngā chāngchū gī sim jē yī tī zāmbā tā simjēn sū tā sū yōbā yī nā yā tī ngē tā dēwī dēn tū nye gī yīng sī dēwī dēn tū sī tī tā dēmbū tē tā rāng yōsā tē lā tsū kē tāng bā rē tē simjēn tamjē rāng yōsā lā tā tsū kē tāng gō mā rē kāng tār jāng simjēn kāng tāng sū yōbā tē rāng gī kūn chēn yīng sāmbā nām shā jīn tū tōng wā tsam jī o tē ngī bē kā rā sū rā sī tā ngā tsū tā mā sōng kā chēn bō tsī sā jī yīng sāmbā tā dē jī dūp sā gī tā dēwī dēn tū nye wā lā tī dē jī dūp sā gī dēn bō yīng kō tsū dē jī ngā ngī lē kēn tē kō tsū dē jī sō yā tē yīng sī dēn bō tī sō dē jī sō yā tē yīng sāmbī o tī chāng chū sō tū sēm jē jī nā sēm jēn tam jē tā gī dēn tū nye lā yā tē o tā dūk sī dī chī gī gī yō rē tā dī chūng wā yī nā 딘데지 삼로 코로이나 심제 탐제 옹에 쇼게 현대도 좁이 산진이 공방지 톱충나 톱아쇼 삼비 멜람 잡소나 다 님이 군라 심제 수다 수토가 이내야 로아 락랭기 값수 님이 군라 카열라에 님이 군라 심제 수다 수용 투와이나 어 다띵이 네바 치시 유당 차도 치시 유당 댄심 치시 유다 카와 카와 다니 네 대지 두시 유 군제 대지 두시 유든 어 개침보지 인삼비 두시 용 괴규어 디 중화이나 다 랑라디니 베 심제 탐제 년도 규와 시에 심제 탐제 랑라 다시에지 매와인 로아 다시에지 통해 코라요 말에 아니 랑기 네바치사당 차도사사당 덴두리치사당 네자 고고당사당 속제사당 시에도 미기위리 용수조바 각도기리 로아 미기위리 랭엠바 탐제 각도리 어딘데기 셈제 중화이나 다 딜랍침보리스 어딘이 체딜라 기바 체치말라 대와 어다 로 대와 어디 독스 용기레스야.
So here you may all know this kind of prayer. Many of you may make it in the morning, wherein one says that in order to complete the aims of myself and others, I will give rise to this supreme attitude of bodhicitta, this supreme mind of enlightenment. And having generated such an attitude of bodhicitta, I invite all sentient beings as like my guests to enjoy happiness. So here, when we have, like, say, an important guest coming over, someone that we have invited to our house, whether it's a friend or family or some sort of important person, we want to arrange things. We want to make preparations such to give them happiness, to have them enjoy our space. When we invite them as, like, guests to our house, we make preparations, or we want them to be able to enjoy and experience happiness. And so, too, having generated this kind of attitude, thinking that I want to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings, we then are like inviting all sentient beings to enjoy happiness, whoever it might be, just upon kind of seeing them, we should see every sentient being as important, as like a guest that we want to bring happiness to. When we encounter them, we think it is my responsibility to give happiness to this sentient being. And so if we wake up in the morning and make that kind of prayer, make that sort of aspiration, well then in the afternoon, throughout the day, it becomes our practice to actually enact that in terms of how we interact with other sentient beings. When we really genuinely have generated that sort of attitude, thinking that, again, having generated this supreme mind of awakening, I invite all sentient beings to happiness. Then when we encounter them, we don't see them as like the object of our maliciousness, someone to be harmed, someone to get angry at and so forth, but rather we see them as all our friends, as those that we want to bring happiness for. So when we really practice this, we don't encounter sentient beings and think like it's okay to be malicious towards them or give rise to jealousy, be competitive with them, take their lives, harm them, cheat them in any sort of way, but rather we see like all sentient beings as being guests to this feast of happiness that we have invited them to enjoy. And when we are able to do that, to really genuinely have that kind of attitude, it brings more happiness to our life now. Our mind becomes more happy and at peace, as well as bringing good results for the future. So this is what it means to really not just generate in words and in a prayer the sort of attitude of the mind of awakening, but really to enact that in terms of how we interact with others.
Oh, yeah. That didn't that, didn't it? Oh, 창주기 심세디 개혁의 개바이나 창주초 현대도 도비 상쟁 랑신테니 랍주지 창주소도 창주셈니 개바티 랑 랑신기 텐 두비에게 체도 땅이 랑신기 텐 세데 랑 랑타르바 두비에다 현 타르바 두비스요라 랑신기 타르바 탐제 쳔바 두비에게 텐데 어 둥알레 타르바 랑신니 둥알레 타르바 체도스요라 다 디 두비에게 체도 창주기 셈께 쇼게께 테니 심전지 통용데 테니 다 차도 다 네모 남진기 답에 록 검대랑 또 차도 다 라진진다 내셈다 되네 고고 다야다 루디치에다 나 미셸라베 되네 직주볼라베다 오다 디조 검대요 검대와 인자 다 디조 참참 아니 쇼르 연결라 검비왕기 다 맹에 렌스에 득자 쇼르 레라오 타야요 말에 오 딘데 검비깝라 아니 당 쇼게기 직디 테니 오 심지한 탐자 다기 된두니 시에기 직디 태용디 아니 디조 가르스로 당만도다 마소나 규제 땅에라 팬도 시다요리 때문에 아니 심지한 탐자 다기 된두니 시에기 직디 장주 초기 심니 깨지네 심지한 탐자 다기 된두니 시에기 직디 제소나 아니 이미 군라야 쇼게 심지 라샨테니 랍두치 장주 심니 깨 랍차나야 이미 군라야 현라 네바다 직주다 두링엔다 빼밀라 담만다 견제 취해다 직접다 다 오 독스잖아 되니 팬도요 말해 디 팬도요 말해 오 아니 이미 공라다 미 수다 수 투고 있나야 로아 다 먼저 투기래 로아 가시니 이도 가르스오래 랑기 랑 미다 먼저 투고래 가시기니 땅 닝제 면시데 우마 죽을 수 없네 닝제 면시 신도 주심제 랑데 훌레 니도 튜바 강세 어다 강다르장 심젠 가시 심젠 미시 남가신 세 야외장니 미도나 닥다 냄베 찔라메 시디 심젠 기릭라 쩌바 야가요레 두가요레 담만다요레 파 파스 유들라 다 디드네 가시 쩌바 야가 퉁나다 니몬시다 얘기 말해 쩌바 누가 뒤서 투용디 다 섭삼마제나 디니 랑기 니몬 투게 년가요로 어 심제 미신 남가신 시디 다 답에 심제기 리글 쩌바 쭈블레 망보요레 다 어 가시기 랑라 추 다룽파 약보체는 추 견제 취에다 딘데 용거 다 디디 잡라 아니 섭섭치에 오 심제 탐제 다기 된두니스 경가랑기 렘바당스 경가랑기 렌툼나 약쇼레 자가시엔라 부어데 라레 카레 로종 치게말라 수마나시 아 오 둑스체니다 니미군을 강다자 치게 텐송나티니 라시 심지어 탐제 다기 든두니 세기 측대 찬송나드니 규제 땅에 가르소 땅에 땅 투비에 기타 가르소를 고갑 요레스 야
So here again, thinking with this sort of prayer, we might begin with it in the morning. Thinking that to completely perfect the aims of myself and others, I will give rise to the supreme attitude of bodhicitta. And really, when we're saying the aims, the benefit of myself and others, that is achieving liberation, achieving the state of omniscience, achieving the state of lasting happiness that is free from all suffering. And so here, when we have really thought or given rise to that attitude. Again, having given rise to such a supreme attitude of bodhicitta, we invite all sentient beings to happiness. This is something that we should try to carry throughout our day. If we set that intention in the morning, then when we see others, we want to sort of hold that ethos in our interactions with them. However, we are very much habituated to our afflictive emotions. So sometimes, even though we have made that aspiration, we see others throughout the day and we feel a kind of jealousy or we feel competitiveness, we feel contempt for them due to these kinds of negative tendencies that we are so habituated to, that are so ingrained for us. We might say things that are harsh to others. We might criticize others. We might do harm towards them. But it can be very helpful for us to try to recall those words, remember what it is that we have made a pledge to do as in inviting all sentient beings to happiness. And this is very beneficial for transforming the way that we conduct ourselves towards others. It gives us an opportunity to transform our mind. And so here, it is something that, yes, we do sometimes get overcome by our various afflictions. Although we've made that kind of intention at the beginning of our day, when we see others, we may end up losing that kind of sense and end up harming them, end up saying things that are rude or harsh, criticizing them out of nowhere, taking their lives, doing things that are unkind to others. And so we have to recognize that we are going to encounter all kinds of sentient beings. There is a verse by Chandrakirti in the Entry to the Middle Way where he talks about the kinds of behaviors, good and bad, sort of unruly and so forth, of sentient beings being as diverse as space. Like, there are many different, some will act well towards us, some will act sort of improperly towards us, and so forth. There are all kinds of different natured beings, but it is up to us to be cautious, to be careful with respect to that. It's easier when others are being kind to us or acting well toward us to keep our afflictions in check. But when we encounter someone that is really badly behaved, there's the danger of falling under the control of our afflictions. So we need to be really careful and have this kind of attitude of inviting all sentient beings to happiness. And also, as it states in the 8 verses of mind training, that no matter what we encounter, we will take the loss ourselves, right? We may encounter beings who say harsh things to us, who criticize us, who act badly towards us, but it is really up to us to be able to not react to that, as it says, to be able to take the loss on ourselves and offer the victory to others. And if we are able to do that, again, like sort of recalling that sentiment that we generated in the morning, that we are inviting all sentient beings to happiness, and then trying to recall that throughout our day, we really gain an opportunity to transform the way that we see and treat others.
Oh yeah, that does. That the Kinlong Jiri Rinpoche in the kitchen. That does. Then Kinlong Zamare. That the Namjini Tiringi Kinlong Zamare. Namsha Jinduni. That does. Some of the be catching bore. That does. Some of the time, why na? Shoge. Tindeji Melam Jap Samlo Jitangwa in any Nimi Kungla Digi Mela Taran Shoke Melam Japyote Yangda Yangdu Temba ina Tini Karasure Jing Lobu Lobu to Chungwa Dizola Ani Nyemongi Wang to Mandroa Roa Nanzo Semde Nyemongi Wang to Draw Chocho Yore Kainisna Givi Wang to Draw Chocho Yomare Givi Wang to Drail Pekale Kapo Givi Spetze Uzu jamne zenshengi tangnaya givi chola drokakpo shiwoyore. Mi givi chola le lao chini pe junzen sheta go mare, junzen yang takpa tongo mare, junzen chinji loogda, junzen tanangi pe mi givi chola juge le lao, junzen menayang jugiro, junzen tongo mare. Givi chola dubye la, gewa dubye la, mi junzen yang tak shenaya, junzen namba takpa ji sheba inaya, tandunya dubtubi yoma, dubye la lo de gigi yoma. O dinde inzang, ta di, ani dinde inzang, ta nganzo nye mongbi wang du joye le,
That's really the stages of generating our motivation. But this isn't something just for today, but this is really something that we should think about on a regular basis. That recollecting, if we say make this kind of aspirational prayer in the morning, recalling that throughout the day and really keeping it in our minds is something that is really beneficial in terms of our day-to-day activities. If we, you know, we are throughout our life going to encounter various difficult circumstances, and it's like our mind is always on the verge of giving rise to various afflictions. They're ready. They're right there, ready to come out. Whereas giving rise to virtuous minds is something that takes a lot more effort. It's not as though we have as much habituation to that. We're not primed to do virtuous things, but we're really more habituated to and used to giving rise to our various afflictions. It's like we can give rise to afflictions even when there's no reason for it, or even when we've sort of made up a reason for it, when we encounter things that are difficult. And whereas if there's a perfectly good reason to do something virtuous, we might just disregard that. We're sort of not in the habit of doing that. And so here, to be able to reconnect throughout the day with that kind of intention that we have made, this can be very beneficial in reducing the kinds of afflictions that we generate throughout the day. As much as we are able to sort of recall that intention, we can can reduce the kinds of afflictions that come up again and again and really transform our attitudes. But we should recognize that we're really ready to give rise to afflictions at all times, and we need to counteract that.
Oh yeah, that comes up on one day. Tiny Ranshan Tiny, that touching Nashin Cheni, Sim Ranshan Tiny, Rabdu Chanju Simni Kevati, Ranshan get turned to be a kitchen to some Lotang Gugu Yena, that Ranshan get turned dupes yet, Shenden dup, Shenden dupes yet, Shenden dubala, Shenla, Dublu Dupang, the Shen Gore, Roa, Shen get turned dupes yetela, Anni Zode, Anni Shenden to be a get top. 지나민도 차와 쪼다오데 셴라 인루 민루기 랑도르기 내 땜비 고네 아니 셴기 셈라 주제 주아 아둡다비 고네 셴덴 치에데르로아 다 차지 차지 동아스에 짐바 땅와 땅 디니 로아 세게 내마 짐바 땅 다 디디 작데 빅디 로바디소 코체 디기 최고 Topala, Penyatan, Shenden, the red, Shenden, Zote, Langdor, Tenyatir, Roa, Lam, oh, Dida, Dichan, Cheran, Chimirunga, Digi, Dungagi, Jusogre, Didan, Dichigore, Dim, Rang, Digi, Jumegi, Jude, Dire, Didan, D, or Chena, Anni, Karsore. Karsorta rang tsechima dungagi yu kowa jejegi yu didang dichena tarpa dhubjegi lam o duuse langdor tenyede ta shendengi chawa nangne chokdu kyubate langdor tenyede re roa jimba tang tsutim jimba tang watang o dizo shendengi gyula droda drogi re de inayang pena tse longmoa jigla Kala Jimbate, Sonam da Chimbore, da Rangi, Chanjugism, Gileke, da Dizogis, Sonam Gorete, Ina, da Ketchesho Taote, Shenla, Shen Rangi, Langdor Tentuna, Diakshu de Resure, Mondo Tende de Balayo, Zaba Gunle, Sungini, Zaba Choyings, Sungi Zabate, Zabi Nangi, Besangi, Zabi Nangi, Sungi Zabate, Sung Chesungi Zabate, Belap Chesho de Re, Ketchesho de Res. Kasi sangye jomdende zambuling le peni sungje sungme na langdorgi ne dire dire se masungwa ani sangye zambuling le pe ani ta tingsangi nangshin chani chawang la hirwa lakpa cha ula shani chilabdena tapse cha chara ta nganzu la chawang ni ra yo mare dini nganzu ta langdor shiye kura yo mare roa o duksire ta de dungjiye yor ta o duksire ya
So here again on the occasion where we are at right now is in this ornament for clear realizations and the clear meaning commentary and so backing up again to thinking about achieving the aims of others, the welfare of ourselves and others, really what we are talking about is the teaching, the highest sort of aim of others is helping them to achieve liberation, actually teaching to them the sort of points that are to be adopted and are to be abandoned. And so we need to know the method for leading other sentient beings on the path. That is really the best way to achieve their welfare, to achieve their aims. And so that's a more long-term kind of benefit. Although, of course, we can speak of benefiting others in terms of being generous. Like if someone is hungry and we give them food or we act ethically towards others, those are activities that, yes, are beneficial in the short term, but really what is most beneficial to other sentient beings in terms of the long term and really the greatest benefit to them is showing them how to achieve liberation or showing like, oh, well, if you do this, this will be the cause of your suffering. If you engage in these kinds of activities, this will lead towards your happiness. And so although, of course, being generous, giving to others like a beggar who is needing food, that is beneficial. That helps them in the short term. And it also helps us us to achieve merit, to accumulate merit. This is something that is much more sort of temporary. And so really to think about what is most beneficial to others, it is to be able to teach them what it is that they should and shouldn't do, what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned. As it is said that among all of the deeds of the Buddha, his teaching is the supreme deed, the supreme activity of a Buddha. This is something that allows us to then proceed along the path to liberation. If it were the case that the Buddha didn't teach, but just sort of like gave blessings through like tapping you on the head or something, well, we'd be out of luck because the Buddha isn't here anymore. And it's not as though this kind of path can be achieved through such a just sort of temporary blessing, but rather it is only through the speech of the Buddha remaining, the kind of teachings that he gave, that we ourselves take into practice, that we benefit from the Buddha's teachings.
Oh yeah, that Dungji do that the la Dungji or Kundi ki namji ta ta cham cham sungi re di Dungde. Ta kam amdo lungba di na lama ji yores ta lama koran lama ta pe ta chimbo to re sungi do ta ta nima ji ani ta koran lor kunglo drebo che di ni pe kunglo drebo res ani di chongsep di nje ji ne chongsep wa di zo mi chongsep ki lungba di mi di zo ki ani lama de ta chongsep la ya pero chi si di na ani. Perochi is tendency, and a lama de tanga lo ya chimbochare, tinning ye, tacharanzola cachin, she tupsamare, tugimare, tanga yong, she shen tupsamare, tinny yongi mess, sumbares, ta. That was over there, mare mare, that chimen, chemasuna, digere, manzola chilabjin on the digres, that chilab city, cha gola shahe tang, ani lapa chuju chieta, o duxi, ani dindejik, that jaga daojita, dini cha gola shahe, dindejin on the digitu, ani ya pero cheese, sumbares. Tini uzu shira tanduya malendi tini uzu shiro jabres ta uzu shiro jabdi tini lama di khe lang bares ta ya toya ki khe lang bares ta lama di khe lang ni tini ya chongse de la ledi zama ta mimang bo yora te mimang bo ani lama di ya ledi ani lama di ki ta ho ta nge le yons le ni ta ya pe bares pe ni tini lama di ki che ya ta je je sung bares Tambota Cheng is soon to the Tanga Lord Deborah. That Lama digi che that che pe che yataji sunni, that pe che dashing jabaji sunni, that juke de la carasum baresena, that not cheran to get tang bares, tinning a yong bares, that cheranzola nye cheranzola pantosho de that dires, that che nye shepherd, that tendapa to shepherd the cheranzi, ani lalentaroina, that cheranzola depend to show race. Teming I get on the knee lapa de cheranzu gola shane, cheranzola chilab rasia, the carpo sheta race, kainsna, near lapa de cheranzu gola shamasha cap. Pendo Cayo Mare, near Lapate, do not embarrass. Do not be Lapate Cheranzi Gola Shanatini, Pendo Cayo Mares. Oh, Tele, near Shepateta, Pantosho, the Dire, Dilalin Chebana, that it Pantosho, the Dire Mado, and do not be Lapate Cheranzi Gola Shanata, Pendo Cayo Mares. Rea Roa, that do not embass in the Pancheroa, Roa, do not emba Pancheroa, oh, Dux Jenny, that do not, oh, Lama.
So there's a little bit of a story to illustrate this, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama sometimes tells this story at teachings. So there was a Lama in Amdo, the east of Tibet, and he was a fairly precious teacher, Lama, but he was fairly advanced in age. He was getting older, and so there was a village a ways away, and these villagers invited him to come to their town to give a teaching. And he's like, you know, I'm old, I can't travel so much anymore, I'm getting elderly, it's difficult for me. And so they said, well, no, that's okay, you don't have to teach, you can just come here and give us a blessing. Please come and just give us a blessing. And so he finally, after they really kept pushing, and they were saying like, no, you don't need to teach anything, you just come here, you know, just give us a blessing and that will be enough. off. And so finally, after all of their kind of pushing and asking them, asking him repeatedly to come, he accepted their invitation. And then when he got there, he didn't just give a blessing of sort of like putting his hand on people's heads, but he proceeded to give a very pure and extensive teaching on the Dharma. And so they were kind of surprised. And he said, well, you invited me here and I wanted to give something that was of benefit. My putting my hand on your head isn't of any benefit, but rather it is beneficial if you listen to my teachings and take them up into practice. Actually, like my hand is a true suffering, right? This is something that is to be abandoned, actually. We are trying to get rid of true suffering. So just taking my hand that is a true suffering and like bopping you on the head, that doesn't do anything in terms of benefiting you. But rather, if you listened to my teachings, then actually practice them. That is what will be of benefit. And so here, this is a story that His Holiness likes to tell about, you know, these villagers that were really pushing and thinking that, oh, we could just make it easier for him and just have him come give us some blessings. But he saw that that's not of benefit. It's through the teaching that we benefit others.
Ani chawa chagi ten dunla kui dunla chare aramarata ani chagi de gola aramarata la pe uzu shio tani ta changa jamni o tingsan de mi mangche di de samlo tanda mone chana a jawar mbuji chagi ta chagi chilab rana marana ya kang sung ba de rangi laglen tarwaina chilab dire rang la rangi yönden yerje dugre rangi cheju kodo yerje dugre rangi thela tene sem jurje tang tang tugre de chungaina ta chilap dire ta chilap dire o de ma to a o dinde re so duks cheni ta a sanje chum den de nge ni chela khasa thumnam dik ba chui mi dru sing droi dunga chak mi se la ni ji tok ba sian la phom mi be cheni tem ba tem be dro a jurus sanje khora rang gi sumre Keran duja koi simjengi dunga dizongye ani lakbi tsu tsema lula gangbala sukbi tsema de lakbi lemba nanshin keran zi dunga de nge tsu lene yo mares yang nge yuenden dizo keran zo la pa gopshe jaya dan keran zo la jaya yo mares keran zo dunga la tarayagi chedu keran zo dunga la tarayagi tapshe de Kiranzi Dunga de Nye Lenye Yomare, Yang Nye Yenden to Kiranzo Leteni, Kiranzo Dunga Mewaswe Yomares, Takare Sina, Ani Nye Tembi Chini, Temba Tembe Toa Turus, Nye Tembi Chini Ladichi, Tembi Temba Te, Ani Takiranzi Yamlentana, Di Togire, Sanjay Jumden de Korangia, O Nye, Ta Simjengi Tenchitan, the Dings, O Disungiota.
So we see this sometimes today as well in Tibetan society where people aren't so much interested in like inviting His Holiness the Dalai Lama to teach or to give like extensive precious teachings, but really sort of crowd around when there is a kind of initiation or if they have an opportunity to get blessings from the Dalai Lama. I mean, if he's like going to, you know, put something on your head or touch the people's heads, they get quite excited and they're all eager to have that happen. Whether or not those blessings actually come is really in doubt. But if you were to listen to the teachings that he gives and actually take that up into practice, well, then that would really be the blessing, right? If through listening to the Dharma, we are able to increase our own qualities, if we are able to gain a better understanding and develop our understanding in our own practice, eliminate our kinds of negativities, then that's the real blessing. As the Buddha himself has said, I can't like take away sentient beings' pain, like pulling out a thorn. I can't take away their suffering in that way. I'm not able to wash away your negativities. I can't give you my realizations, but the way that you are liberated is through listening to my teachings. And so it's not as though the Buddha has the ability to just like pulling out a thorn from our foot or something, remove our suffering with his hands, or be able to wash away our negativities with some sort of magical power. And it's not as though he can like apportion his realizations and give them away to others, but rather it is through listening to the teachings and ourselves taking that up into practice that we are freed. And so we should really keep that in mind, that the blessings come through our own efforts at understanding and through listening to the Dharma.
Oh yeah, that the catch should be that you didn't know what that didn't know that chin yes, yeah, that to Tambo and Matasala to be Pacha, yeah, the Tibet, Toba Timum means a dremid, Gumbo Lasso, Mija, Norgi Chok, Yana, Tibet, Tema Yinle, Tibet, Tenam Shevache, Tibet Dunga, Shivache, oh, Tibet Yang and Deva Tops, that Tangma, Teba latene drogores, Teba meba disutama yungio mares, Tibi tema inle toxide, tema imbalana, Migiwi chavale togres, Tibi ani caso, Tibi timum mimba segres, or Tini Teba cheva de Kumba Kuma diso de Kumal chavagi chome, yo mares, Rangijo Tibi tenduzo, Sung Shung Teba diso, Tini. Tebi temainlato, tebe nyange debaches, tebala dene, ani, dungashivi nyange, tarbatogires, o inza, tache teba siede, and matasala, and tebi tela samlo tangmatumna, teba koranya, ani, senam chimbores, tebala dene, ani, samjung tegires, teba mena samba kawa yungres, samba siede, nar tebi tela, adi karesigina, sambitini samjung tegora. Teba Koran mena samba yo mare. Samba mena, ani kumba kawani yongire. Oh, medu mirungi juicy ore. Teba de sambi medu mirungi ju. Teba mena samba yo mare. Ra chenzo, teba mevi samba ji due chenzo la. Jig matewa tenga jia tenyo, tenyo mayonge jila samlo tang tubi due. Tubi tuye yo mare. Nganzoki samlo kawa tang waina ngar tenyo wa jigla mato samlo tang inza. Teba de medu mirungi sambi ju, samba de medu mirungi gombi ju. Oh, dux chene, kashagi, oh, tesam gomgo, chigumara, gom chikbutam na tigre, dia mare, di teba da samba da gomba sum yama tawa, dini chig yatana, ani yonga yo mare, roa, motaki koloshi yobana, hidini chik mewa sana motato tuki maro. Oh, dux chene. Kashego, the Teba Mamucho, Teba Gomare, Gom Jamna Digires, Gom Chigbo Yonga Yomare, Mota Colo Chick Chigi, Drotuki Mindoa, Colo Chick Shan, Sumko Shan, the Timindo, Oh, Teba, the Samba, the Gomba Sumga, Yam do Chumaina, Ani Tarbi Lamla Drotuki Res, Oh, Duxeria.
So here, this is really important to listen to the Dharma, even if we don't initially understand all of it. Laying down those imprints through hearing, through learning about it, is something that will be really beneficial. Learning is praised as being like the light that eliminates the darkness of ignorance. Learning is a jewel that can't be stolen away from us. That's the kind of wealth that others can't take. Learning is what helps us turn away from that which isn't meaningful. Learning is what helps us to pacify our suffering and ultimately to achieve a transcendence of suffering, that state of nirvana. And so it is through learning, through hearing, and actually contemplating on that and so forth, that we are able to eliminate the darkness of our ignorance. And learning is something that can't be taken away, stolen by others. It's what allows us to understand what is meaningful and what's not meaningful, what we should and shouldn't do. And it's what ultimately allows us to achieve the state of nirvana. And so those imprints of learning, of hearing, are what give us the kind of fodder for being able to contemplate. We can't think about something, reflect upon it, or contemplate it without having first heard it, without having some sort of learning. And then once we have done that kind of contemplation, then we can proceed to meditating on it. So here, learning learning, hearing is the kind of indispensable cause of contemplation. What are we going to think about if we haven't actually heard anything, if we haven't learned something? And what are we going to meditate on if we haven't learned something and we haven't contemplated on it? So each is the kind of indispensable cause for the other. There are some people who think like, oh, I don't really want to listen to a lot of Dharma. I'm just going to jump to meditating. Well, what exactly are you going to meditate on unless you've done the kind of learning? And so in the same way that we need like four wheels on a car for it to be successful in driving, we need to have these things together. They are inseparable. Our wisdom arising from hearing, our wisdom arising from contemplation, and that arising from meditation. These need to be practiced in tandem, in combination. We can't have just one without the others. You can't just skip ahead and say, oh, well, I didn't really want to learn anything or think about anything, but I'm just going to meditate. That's not possible to do that. In the same way that if you have a car where you've taken off three of the wheels, you can't just drive with that one wheel. And so here, when it comes to understanding the kind of stages that lead to liberation, we have to appreciate the importance of first learning about something and then contemplating it in order to be able to actually meditate on it.
Oh, yeah, that was it. That thing, you know, you can't sing it. Something you didn't show you in style. That is a shit. I'm into
yeah. So there's not a whole lot of time, but we will turn to where we have left off in the text of the Ornament for Clear Realizations.
Oh, yeah, that cousin did that. Nyendegi ta dinde inza ta nganzu ta kapsu papa ta di karishe gyore sina tini sangjengi che dele tekpa sum yore tekpa ta tekpa ding sina digire rangjagi tekpa o di tekpi namshaji she gyore o ta dire ta inza rangjagi tekpa de nyendegi tekpa le chepa du pakpa de karere si wore ta di indi zambatini tela tetar che shukpa chene che shukpa namji lamji chepa du pakpa kona yinbe ani rangjagi lam nge de res nama rang sangjenji lam sita rangjagi lam nge de shegi yins wore ta ta che shukpa ta kani re sina tini rangjagi lamgi cheche de ta sungden tokpa pongji dang zimba mibong chi dang ni tenji seru tabi lam yangda duba sheba chas ta nyende namji zo nyemong pangji zo chene tini tarpa toba chigi yores ta rangja namji ani sungwa chiro tendu zimba ta nganzo sungwa chiro tendu tuba zimbi tōkpa te lōkshē re, tā ngā tū tēnta kāpsu pāpā rāngjī bī tūpta shīshā chēni shē kīyō re, rō tāngyū wā samlā tāngu mā re, rāngjī bī tūpta nānglā chē tam jē sēm kī tāngyī tsam re sē jīgbā re sēm tsam bātā, chē tam jē sēm kī tāngyī tsam re mā tō chī rō tēntu tūpi chē yō mā re, nāng sēm kī pākchā sē pā le chūngwā re sī yō re, yīn tā chī rō tēntu tūpa tsim bī tōkpa te lōkshē re, tē bangugu yore, sungjing zay tate dutumba. Chiro la nangda nanggi yore de, nang semgi zay, semgi pakcha ki topji nangware mado, chiro la yoma re, o dinde inzang, chiro tendu dutuba zimbi tokpa de bangi re, rangja ki di bangji zo chigi re, sungden tokpa bongji dang, da zimba mi bongchi dang ni, sidi da, sungwa di zo, chiro tendu tuba zimbi zimba de pongi re de zimba la tembar shimba ta pena sungwa ina re zimba ina re su da su sunzing tsema la sobi che nam temba zimbi denzing de pong tubgi ma re sta digi rangja gi lamgi keje rao de she re sungwa la chiro tendu tuba pong nuba inza nyende le dizi chok tu kyuba zimba la denzing pong mi nuba inza tekjen gi lam le dizi memba o dinde jing dinde yinzang de cheche ni che di gang la ani rangja gi rig la ne ba ten ji se ru ta bi lam rangja ji ten ani rangja gi rig la ne bi ten si di ta ten ba mik ten si ora mik ten rangja gi rig la ne bi kang sa rangja gi rig la ne ba si di ngan zo chang juk sum yo ra nyen de gi chang juk rangja gi chang juk tek jing rangja gi chang juk top rung gi rigla neba inza rangja gi rigla neba o digi ta cheche sum digi rangja gi lam gi ta thenda shorob ji pa duba res o duba de sheba chas chanju simba nam ji ta dis thenda du na la du yo ba inza an di chanju simba nam ji sheba chigi res o dis duksre ya.
So here we are picking up, and this is in the second chapter of Path of Knowledge with the eighth verse. And so we above had been talking about the kind of differences between the hearer's vehicle and that of the Pratyeka Buddhas or the solitary realizers. So we can speak in general of there being three vehicles. And here we're talking about the kind of middling one. And so above it was talking about what distinguished the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle as superior to that of hearers. And now it gets into the kind of actual description of, or what we should understand the path of a Pratyeka Buddha, a solitary realizer, to be. And so here, the translation that comes in this text that we have, it says, the path of the rhinoceros, so again, that's a type of solitary realizer, consists of abandoning imaginary objects. I'm not sure I like that. And not abandoning subjects and knowing the basis. So a different translation of this would read, because it abandons the conceptions of apprehended as objects, because it does not abandon apprehenders, and by a support, the path of the rhinoceros-like is to be known as perfectly encapsulated. So here, what it says then in that first line where it says, because it abandons the conceptions of apprehended as objects. So here, this again, we need to remember that this is being taught from the perspective of Yogacara Svatantrikas or of the autonomous school tenets. So we don't want to think about sort of Prasangika tenets because this is a different idea. But here, according to that system, it is the case that solitary realizers realize that apprehended, or the sort of objects of cognition, are not truly existent as external objects. So they rather, in accordance with the kind of mind-only understanding, recognize that these are in the nature of mind, that they only appear as external objects due to the awakening of imprints on consciousness and don't really exist as external objects. They appear, again, to us due to the kind of awakening of various imprints within our mental continuum, but they don't exist as objects out there. And so they have abandoned the conceptions of apprehended, the kinds of objects of consciousness as objects, as being truly existent objects. However, they have not abandoned apprehenders, meaning that they still apprehend or they still conceive of mind itself to be truly existent, the kind of subject mind as being truly existent. So they have thereby, through that first realization, that makes them superior to the hearer vehicle. Again, we have these three types of enlightenment, one could say: the enlightenment of a hearer, the enlightenment of a solitary realizer, and the enlightenment of a bodhisattva, or someone that's on the Mahayana path. And what distinguishes these, according to this tenet school, is the kind of realization of emptiness that they have. And so because they have abandoned the conceptions of apprehended as objects, they are superior to hearers who have not had that kind of realization. But they don't abandon apprehenders as being truly existent, so thereby are inferior to the Mahayana. And by a support, the path of the rhinoceros-like is to be known as perfectly encapsulated. So they abide in the support, or they have that kind of nature lineage of someone of a Pratyeka Buddha, of a solitary realizer, and that is what kind of characterizes that path. So it should be known to be perfectly encapsulated or summarized into that.
Oh yeah, that does change. That Rangjagi lam kheje jao deche. That ma jawa thensa lo vai na Rang Sangjagi lam la chige shebi dhamba kumbha khona tang. So Rang Sangjagi lam la lomgen ina ani ta chige shebi gang la shebi nyende gi lam la gomgye gi tenshi mita so chudu gomgye tang khansa gi tadu zimba panggye de ti yimba che. Rua, Chike Shibi Temba Gomba Kona Dangas, Denshi Mita Juru Sala, Soba Ranjagi Lamla Lomgen Dizu, Ranjagi Kansa 람라 롬겐 디지 곰기레스 디 강랑 오버 치다와 신두 텐징 대와 중과다 오버 치다와 신두 답에 텐징 대와 중과 곰베스다 텐데 룬중 룬도 랑자기 조 텐데 야라 중이라 소바티조 텐징 대와 중과 곰베 아니 디조라 숭 치로 텐도 추바 짐비 디도 낭셈기 제레 로스 치로도 예바 짐비 짐바디조 파 아 봉기레스 오 숭화다 짐비 텐기스다 텐징 대와 중화 루다 곰발라 떼네디니 숭화다 짐비 텐기 치로 텐도 투바 짐비 로디 똑바데 봉니 아니 아 짐다 짐바 덴바 짐바다 짐바 짬 마레 다 숭화양 덴바 투바 짐비 강다장 덴징 릭디조 봉투기 마레 치로 텐도 투바 짐비 릭디조 봉투기레스 오 둑스전이 숭화다 짐비 텐기 넘바 똑바다 고림 신두스 디니 빵바다 마빵바다 숭독 숭화 똑바스디 숭화 치로 텐도 투바 짐비 똑바데 빵 뉴바당 마방바라디 아니 짐베 쳔비 난기 셰바 짐베 쳔비 강다르자 체 덴바 투바 짐비 덴징디조 방투기 마레스 오 대다와데 아니 대당 아니 랑상진기 택베 디비 리글네바 랑자지 택베 창주 규룽도 규의 택베 디비 아니 규룽기 리글네비 체 따댐비시 케바디 권에 아니 년델레 케바도 팍바단 덴바레스 따 케바 제주 숨기 권에 제주 숨기 권에 따 랑자기 람기 따 돔저 가르소레 셰버 셰 투기레스 고투기레 체 덴비 권에 덴비 체 똑바르샤와 찬주셈베 오 둑스체니 셰버 치기레스 따 찬주셈베디 셰버 치주대양 대답 탐제 아니 된 탐바르 매바 오 강다르자 텐담바 메바 찬주심베 시바 시지 넘바 탐제 시바 시바 제 넘바 탐제 시바 마이노 시에 차와니 랑상젠기 람모스 오다 둑스제미 시바 제기레 마도야 랑상젠기 람기다 차신 차와다 여자 장마 찬주심비 시에고에 시투기 말해서 어디서
So then to look at the clear meaning commentary. And so it says then, this is the path of the Pratyeka Buddhas. Bodhisattvas should know that by meditating only on the truths which were explained, one abandon, and so here it's... as was abandoned on the hearer's path. Hearers, as we explained above, contemplate the four noble truths and the 16 characteristics of those four noble truths and eliminate the kind of grasping at a self of persons. And so so too does a Pratyeka Buddha or a solitary realizer meditate on those truths. But they also meditate on dependent origination. So here it says, again, the truths were explained. One abandons conceptions of object as being externally established, but not concepts of subject. And the way one meditates on the dependent origination of objects leads to a distinctive quality of attainment. So here, one who is on the path of a solitary realizer, in addition to meditating on those four noble truths and so forth, as was explained above, they also meditate on dependent origination, the stages by which we engage in samsara and get out of samsara, the 12 links of dependent origination, and so forth. And additionally, they come to an understanding of objects as not being established as external, external to the mind that perceives them. And so due to that, they have gotten rid of that kind of conception of objects as truly established as external from the mind, but not concepts of subjects. So again, they haven't abandoned the grasping at true existence, which is characteristic of someone who is on the Mahayana path. So they haven't, again, abandoned entirely this grasping at true existence. They've abandoned grasping at truly existent external objects, but yet still hold the subject mind to be truly existent. So therein, that is a kind of distinctive quality of their particular realization. So again, one should know this as it continues saying, saying, the way one meditates on the dependent origination of objects leads to a distinctive quality of attainment, which is the special basis for the qualities comprising the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle. So here, these three sort of things are that it abandons the conceptions of apprehended or of objects existing externally, but not that of the subject mind being truly existent, and has this special support which characterizes them as Pratyeka Buddhas or as solitary realizers. And then the last line here says, it is not necessary to know the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle in all its aspects. And this really connects with what was said at the top, that bodhisattvas know these kinds of characteristics of the Pratyeka Buddha path, but they don't know it in all of their aspects. They understand what is distinctive about the Pratyeka Buddha path, the way in which they would lead disciples along that path. However, they don't know all of the sort of small ins and outs, the very subtle details of all of the Pratyeka Buddha's path. And so that's what is meant here, where it says it is not sort of necessary or not known by bodhisattvas in all of its aspects.
Oh yeah, that is gelatini. Dindegi da tonglam de changju simbi tonglam de lamshe de ani kejeng gi gyu khare re sina ani gyu de ngeje chatin re ju jolam ngeje chatin la na jolam si ore jolam la te ne ke go re so di di gi gyu de da dindegi tonglam changju simbi lamshe de gi gyu ngebar jebi chatan timba tomna chige shebi lamge wes chige shebi gangi nyende gi lamshe bi lamshe rangja gi lamshe bi lamshe di zo changma Tekbachimi Jolam Tomna Jigiris, or Jolam T. Gula Jolam Goguyores, or Disierta.
So then here it continues saying, the path which was explained occurs when the aids to penetration are attained. So he gives the aids to penetration. So here, what we are talking about in terms of path knowledge, and it gets a little confusing, but path knowledge which realizes the paths of hearers, and path knowledge which realizes the paths of solitary realizers, is referring to path knowledge of a bodhisattva, as in the path of seeing, that kind of direct realization. And in order to be able to give rise to that path of seeing, that is preceded by the path of preparation, which is here referred to, and he translates it as the aids to penetration. Others translate it as partial concordance with discernment, or actually with separation. These are the kinds of causes that will lead to separating, particularly from the acquired afflictions, and give rise to the path of seeing. And so those are then explained in the next verses.
Oh, that thing you didn't lose out the shira, what you are going to Tabi Cheni Mikawa, Tembi number Trochuba, Siede, Jolam Treche, Zemurchuba Sulaso, Diba Mela Sobe Che, Siede, Anni Zemoche, Nandonilla Sobai, Suso Mizinchir Seba, Ladi, Jolam Sebache, Suso Jewa Mesoji, number Jenny Che Chos, O Dux Jenny, Ta, Tremo Sebache Jogita, Cheche Sinamindu, O Chile Sinamindu, Mosina, O Dux Shegi Yores.
So then I'll just read, we don't need to get into too much of commentary on this, but then verses 9 and 10 read, the aspect which shows that designation and reality are non-contradictory is heat. Remember, we have for the path of preparation these four stages, and it's giving what characterizes each of those four stages. So the aspect which shows that designation and reality are non-contradictory is heat. Observing the non-decrease of form and so forth is the peak. Not grasping form due to inner emptiness and so forth is tolerance or forbearance. And form with the aspects of non-production and so forth is supremacy or supreme mundane phenomena.
Oh yeah, that takbi chenyi mikawa tenbi number trochuba si takbi che dang takba lati zamba tanye ki de che pena suk suk siye de Suk suk siyeji yore sina yore si ti tanye du takbi che pena sula soba takba te tanye du yoba te dangs sula tak mingi takde yore si yora yote ten tamba yomarwa ta umabi lula suk takbi kone yore tanye du yore ten tamba meres o dine inzang takbi che 딱바당 천년이 미가와 시디 숙탄에도 여바당 천이 된 담바를 매바 니 미가와 어다티 내루 타르뚝데로와 우마데 디로와 탄년도 여라 된 담바를 매바 다 딘드직 삼로 당겨거라 가시기 다 된 담바를 매나 숙 매고고도 생겐데 다 심잠바 만제로와 심잠바 만제기 오 숙 된 담바를 매나 다 숙탄년도에 매고레스 숙탄년도 예나니 된 담바래야 예고레스 아니 딱다다 체달라 흉로와 디 우마마르와 다 우마랑기보다 탄주바디 저기 우마바 싱엔디 숙탄년도 요레스 딱잠도 요레 이나야 된 담바래 요 마레스디데 아니 디라 오다 우마시거라 오다 졸람 체기 체시디자마 체긴 아니 술라 속바디다 타냐도 여바다 된 담바를 매바 시비 고네 어데 디셰바텔라 띠니 졸람 테 시기요레스다 오다 니 데와데 로와이나 술라 소비체 달레 중위 딱비 달레 중와라디 타냐도 여바 타냐도 여바당 아니 여비 중위 딱비 아니 쳔이다 미가와 시디 된 담바를 매바데레 오 강다르자 탄년도 예증 된 담바를 매바 니조 수기 띵도 여바데 가와 민가와 랍도 뜸바 암양나 똑바세다디 졸람 테레스 그래야.
So here, this first line where it says the aspect which shows that designation and reality are non-contradictory. And just to read the commentary to this, it says, four levels of the path of preparation begin with the level of heat, which is characterized by demonstrating that conventionally designated phenomena, such as form and so forth, do not contradict reality. So here, when we say something like form, form exists, it exists as a conventional designation, right? But it is not something that is ultimately existent, but that form existing as something that is merely conventionally designated doesn't contradict it not existing ultimately. So here, there are those that kind of misunderstand this. This is really what characterizes the middle way between extremes. When one is able to understand how something that is merely designated, like we designate form, and that's something that is conventionally existent, but at the same time, it's not ultimately existent. And so those two are not in contradiction to one another, and one doesn't fall into any kind of extreme. That's going in the sort of middle way. Whereas for some, they would, like the mind-only school and below, they would think, well, if it's not ultimately existent, then it couldn't be conventionally existent either. One would fall into a kind of nihilistic extreme if you deny the ultimate or real existence of something like form. Whereas for here, when it comes to the path of preparation, the level of heat, a bodhisattva understands that that although not being ultimately existent, form and so forth exists as conventionally designated phenomena, and that doesn't contradict reality or the reality of not existing ultimately.
Oh yeah, ta sula soba ten tambar ani ta sula soba dizo ta pewa ta diba tanya du pewa ta diba yorwa bena yenden kone kondu pewa. Yam kien ma jiba siye tang, ta zhowa ta onwa, pewa ta jiba ta ringwa ta tuwa, oda dizu ki namsha dizu tanya du yore. Re de ten tambar zhowa ta onwa yo ma re, pewa ta ten tambar chubi ngobo pewa, ten tambar chubna yuwa me gore, takpa zhawo cha gogo. Dela pe jib tang dinde yongxing yo ma re, o nganzu, ani gawa ta chiwa siye dizu yongye yo ma re. O de inza ten tambar ma chubwa inza, sula sopa la ten tambar, pewa ta jiba meba la sopi ten du loba tang, ta loba nangxing tokpa de, jolam zemo sigi yo re si ya. Loba tang ta loba nangxing di ten tokpa de, jolam zemo.
So here then next for the next level which is peak it says training in the meaning of the teaching that ultimately forms I think it would have to be or form neither increases nor decreases and so forth. Conventionally speaking we can say that phenomena forms and so forth increase or decrease but ultimately there is no sort of increase or decrease. If things things were ultimately existent, it's not possible for them to change at all. They would be sort of fixed and unable to change in any way. We can't speak about there being aging and death or birth and arising if phenomena are ultimately existent. So here it is the case that at the point of a peak, one trains in or has the realization that ultimately forms and so forth neither increase nor decrease, although of course conventionally speaking they do.
Oh yeah, that tells me so bad. Then, Dongbanji Chiri Sula Soba La Nanda Chila Soba Dongbanji Yongsu Mizimba Dance, that ten number Yongsu Mizimba, any topa de re, or that ten number Kiwa Mabal Karsureta, Nang Dongbanji La Soba Topi Topi, any Sula Soba Tembar Zimbi, Mizimba in Zanta Sobas. Nang Dongbanji La Soba Tongi Jutu Nishu, or Tongi Nishula Soba Toba in Zang, any Sula Soba La Tembar Simba Meba. Maybe Koneta, Soba Inzang, and Soba Sidra, or Duxides.
And then the next is the stage, and he translates this as tolerance or forbearance, wherein it involves coming to this understanding or grasping neither non-existent form nor the existence of emptiness because of internal and external emptiness and so forth. And so someone who has come to this stage of forbearance or tolerance, that through their realization of emptiness, and we talked above about the various 20 types of emptiness of inner and outer and so forth, they do not apprehend form and so forth as external objects, nor do they grasp at the existence of emptiness. They don't grasp at either non-existent form nor the existence of emptiness because of their realization of those various 20 emptinesses and so forth.
Oh, that tama de sula soba kewa ta kapa la soba meba she chawa ta che tamje dor duna che tamje ten tambar meba tokpa inzang tini che ji chose wo disigi orda.
And then finally, for the supreme mundane phenomena, which is the fourth level of the path of perspiration, they realize there is neither production nor cessation of form and so forth, that ultimately these are neither produced nor cease and so forth. And so that is what characterizes this last stage, which is the supreme mundane quality. So we will stop there for today. We could probably go on. There's extensive commentary that could be given, but we will leave it there for today. So if there are any questions, please ask. Yeah, Anne, and then we'll do
more.
Yeah, we have like 5 minutes, so Anne. The Nendo Chope Umarang Yuba Zola Tony Demba Dubarbes.
Tony Demba Duba Killing Mar.
Conso Layang
Umabarua.
Ale
Umaba Yin Chinjala Tongbany Demba Duba said the Kenny Killing Mar. Senzambe Tony Dendu Killingre.
No.
Sunzin Zashenji Tonga de Dendu Killingre Chiro Tendu Tuba Killing Mar de Tongbany Demba Dubare. Namshi temba tubare, Miki Nambasheba temba tubare, T Tongyagi, you, Chiro do Yoba Tabu Nangi or the Chiro Yomare, Nangshibi Tanire, oh, Duxeni, Chiro tendu to be a tonga de tendubres, or Tony tendu see a dire. Temba to be tonga ke, Karsuro, Umaba Nangshingi, temba to be Tony de Nanjojiba Semzambi Shatuki Maroa. Sungjin zhe xian ge dong bi dong ni de kurang zhe dong ni cha xiao de le da sem zhen bi lu la di den ba chu ba re si ya
kong zo la
sem zhen bi lu le chu da la dong ni cha xiao de sungjin zhe xian ge chu bi dong ni dong ni de le da di den ba chu ba re si ani nam xie de dong bi nam xie de ya den ba chu ba re si wo du si da yin zang ma ba yin qin jie la dong ni den du ke ling dong ni den du ke ling da bei du xiao de zi ge le da wa ani ge sa a 간식 간식 동반 있다와 대다 줍도 매봤음 서로 미름이 따왔어야 돼. 라르소 지혜미 따와. 빼나 분배라오지 덴바 주발 에케 렘바 있나야 데 고 릭비 릭비 고네양 덴바 매바 주비지 간사디 몰라 용초래. 계속 동이 데 덴바 주바 케 렌소나 티니 콜라 릭바게요 말해. 출라 메쇼나 메세야 데 추로아. 메세야 데 추르 출라 메쇼나 티니 다 탑시에 메르다. 그메메 이제 메세기 잘라 콜라 양조 메버나 다 탑시지에 메르. 대나신 덴바 덴바 메 덴바 추바 곡제 데 동반이 동반이래 동반이 동반이래래. 동반이 데 덴다 덴바 추바 삼데나 다 덴바 추바 곡제 데 지기요. 네 가르사 간다 동반이 따와 대다 줍도 메버 숭서 고벌루 줍이 자와시나 동이 덴줍 따와 데 따빼 따와 데빼 하정기 빼 또배 년가 차시었다 독쇼 소르 미룽이 따와 라르소 집 미룽이 따와지래서 오 독시전이 우마배 똥 똥이 된룹 캐링이 말했어.
Okay, I'm going to try to get as much of that as I can. For any sort of proponents of the middle way, they don't accept emptiness as being truly existent. So that would include even the Yogacara Svatantrikas, who are similar to the Yogacaras, but the mind only school would accept that emptiness is truly existent. And that the mind is truly existent. But here, although a lot of the tenets that are held by the kind of autonomists that follow after the mind-only school are similar, they're Madhyamikas. So they don't accept that that kind of emptiness is truly existent. Whereas when you talk about like the mind-only school, they would say that the emptiness of duality of subject and object, that itself is truly established. And that the mind that is perceiving, although those objects out there don't truly exist as external objects, the mind is truly existent, right? So they would accept true existence. But when it comes to the Yogacara Svatantrika Madhyamikas, they're a Madhyamika school, and so thereby they hold that holding emptiness to be truly existent is like the worst thing you could think. It's kind of an incorrigible sort of a view. And I won't get this exactly, but there is a verse from the fundamental verses on the middle way by Nagarjuna, where he talks about how it's something where it can't be if you're holding emptiness itself to be truly existent, that's an incorrigible kind of a view. Like if you hold that a pot is truly existent, you can use various reasonings in order to break that kind of holding to it as being truly existent. But once you're holding emptiness as truly existent, it's like there's no reasoning that you could use against that. It's sort of like if you have water that would normally put out fire, but that water itself becomes flammable, then all of a sudden you can't use that as a fire retardant, right? And so in the same way, if you have come to understand emptiness as being truly existent, it's something that's like, well, where do we go? We can't correct that with the kind of normal reasonings. So it gets really confusing, and I hope that I've conveyed mostly what he said, but that yes, they wouldn't hold that emptiness would be truly existent. Yeah, so we got to make that distinction, and this is from the Yogacara Svatantrika Madhyamika perspective. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Form and feeling? So how does Buddhism understand the relationship between form and feeling? The nangchul la the sukdang sorwa gi dewa karres.
Dewa shita yore. Sorwa se de yujigla tene jekorwa. ngazu namji feeling the contact laido contact contact rekba lawra pena miki miki sheba degi yu sukjigla miki sheba da yu sukjeni tebala tene ani chowa kare sukde yakpo yena tom miki sutayagi sukde yakpo yena ani chowa dewa jigire tongyagi miki tongyagi sukde yidu meongwa da shenhan chowa yena chowa dunga jigire o yinzang namshie dang chowa seyade namshie dang yu ni tebala dela contact rekba lagirwa wangbo da yu tepa tela rekba lagire tela tene chowa tini tende yala chung nala rekbe jenji chowa siyati tini yongi yor ho duksires
ine inji minji ze suk yingo marwa
ze suk yingo mare
no
tetan dewa duksire migi wangbo gi migi wangbo da wangshi ni gi suk tong yong di zamba matong na ani suk la tembi chowa jegi mare yangna lyugi wangbogi rekja manyona sugla tembi khangdar ja wangshe nga de gi yudang te yongdi de la rekpa la gre wangbo nga de yu nga ta te ba de la rekpa reksong na ani chowa de du dang nyom sum yin ba re rekpa de dang nyom ji na ni chowa dang nyom reksa de yi do wa ji na ni ani dewa sem la ganang da rekksa de shenang chawo da hidu myongwa jena chowa de dunga chagire o duksi chowa dang chowa siya de wangbo ta kanta jya namshie tuk dang yu tuk tepa la tene chowa yonggore de ma tepa chowa yongsa yo mare
So here, there is a great connection between form and feelings. We can say, again, feeling arises when there is a contact with an object. So like in terms of how we think about like the 12 links of dependent origination, and we have the link of contact and then sort of craving and grasping, the various feelings that we generate. And so, too, when it comes to, it's not necessarily the case that we always have to have an object that is a form, that is substantial, but for our sense consciousnesses. So, like, to give rise to a feeling in our visual consciousness, we have to have our sense power meet with an object, have contact with a particular object, and then we give rise to a kind of feeling, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And so it is the coming together of like when we have either our visual or our auditory, the five sense consciousnesses, and obviously we can also have feeling that arises with when we have a contact with a mental object. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a form that gives rise to our feelings, but it is through this process of our sense faculties, our sense bases contacting an object. We see something, we perceive that as being pleasant, and we give rise to a feeling, or we see something, we hear something, and it's sort of neutral or unpleasant, we give rise to a like feeling. So it is, there is a connection there in that often our feelings arise in dependence upon contact between our sense powers and various objects.
Ligi tsowa da liji sheba ni kagarwa, liji sheba de kawala yore sina tso nganzo pakpala yore. Pakbi, pakpala yore. Liji, pakpata ka go ni kangba chatangla yora. Ta, ani, ta lizo, lizo la di liji tsowa la di jamba da zuba di zorwa, bianna tulo jambo jikona dewa jikidwa, tulo zubo zhoji na, ani majiwa, tulo di mogo zubo shi o, tu dunga jikidwa. Di kare re sina, yu, Tulo jambo te dang li ji sheba bakba de ni tenne ani dewa de nyonggi yore. Li bakbi sheba de da ta bakba le yebi li ji sheba de. Te dang ani yu pagi de na tulo jambo ji yoba ina di ni teba la tenne ani soso la dewa dunga kare ina jegi yore. Tulo de jambo ina ni dewa jegi yore zubo ina dunga jegi yore. Kesi bakba de li ji wangbo de nyamsong na 리지 셰바데 리지 왕보라 요라 리지 왕보 시디 루고다 디솔라 요 마레 조데 다 루발라 요다 유지레 리지 루바 요 요레 다 강달장 다 리지 빼나 잠바다 주바 시에데 루발라 요 마레 박발라 요레 다 계시 박바디도 칙소나 리지 왕보데 냠소나 아니 둘로 잠보 가제 괜나야 초와 대화다 동아지에 요 마레 오 인상 왕보당 유태바 왕보 마냠바당 유태바라 때네 아니 초와대도 깨기 여름마도 왕보 냠소나 초와 가제 유 잠보다 약보 가제 있네야 초와지에 요 마레
So here, the easiest maybe way to illustrate this is like our tactile sense power. Our tactile feelings arise from our bodily sense power, which really pervades the whole body, but is particularly like on our skin, on the surface of our skin. And it perceives things that are either like sort of soft or rough. So if we have nice, soft, like silky clothing, we experience a kind of pleasant feeling. Whereas if we have something that's sort of rough and abrasive, we feel it to be unpleasant and so forth. And so it is through the meeting of, I mean, and although we have like a feeling that probably pervades the entire body, like into our bones and so forth, it's mostly our skin that comes into contact with various physical objects. And it's on that basis of the sense power meeting with an object that we give rise to a tactile feeling. So the sort of tactile consciousness needs to be distinguished from the feeling and also the sense base of our tactile sense base. But if we have, for example, like if you suffer a severe burn and that degrades the tactile power of the skin, no matter what sort of object it comes into contact with, whether it's rough or smooth or whatever it might be, you're not able to give rise to a feeling. And so really the kind of contact, particularly with our physical sense powers, is dependent upon the sense power itself being non-degraded, having the ability to contact that object, and then it's on that basis that we then give rise to feeling. So we'll stop there for today.
Yeah.
장주 삼조림보지 만 계주지 계와 냠바메바야 공내 공도 배와쇼 다와림보지 마제바나제주지 제와 냠바메바야 공내 공도 배와쇼 Supreme Most Precious, where has not risen, may it rise. Where has risen without any decline, may it only grow stronger and stronger. The view emptiness is supreme and most precious. Where has not risen, may it rise. Where has risen without any decline, may it only grow stronger and stronger. Okay, thank you. See you. See you next.